was a man who worked all of his life, and he saved as much as he could.
Okay. Could you give me a second? 说小孩子的话，下去那个参加小孩子的崇拜，九岁以下。All the children 9 and below go down.
Make sure no adults leave.
Right.
So bye, kids. Have fun in school this week. Remember a church service in Illinois when I was out there.
他还记得他在伊利诺伊州的一个教会的聚会里面。
And there was this little girl, her name was Sky.
然后他有一个看到有个小女孩叫 Sky.
She was sitting in front of the church and she was misbehaving.
然后他坐在这个比较前面，然后他那一天比较吵闹。
And her father's name was Don.
然后他父亲的名字叫 Don.
Don said, if you don't stop misbehaving, I'm going to take you out and you're going to get punishment.
然后 Don 就跟他说，如果你不behave 的话，我就把你带到外面去，然后我要惩罚你。
Well, she kept misbehaving and finally he said, that's it, I'm taking you out.
然后他继续在那边顽皮，然后他爸爸说，好，就这样子，我要带你出去。
So as he picked her up and carried her down the aisle, she did something very unusual.
然后当父亲带着女儿出去的时候，她女儿做了一件很意想不到的事情。
She leaned over his shoulder and she said, "Help! Help! Help!"
然后她靠着他的背说，救命啊，救命啊！
So be careful.
所以要小心哦。
Hopefully that young man will be fine. As
yeah, 希望那个小男孩会没有问题。
Okay.There was this man, and all of his life, he saved all the money that he could.
在这里面讲到有一个人，他一辈子努力工作，然后把他所有的钱都存起来。
He loved money more than anything in life.
他爱钱比他生命中所有东西都多。
And just before he died, he said to his wife, "I'm going to ask you to do something."
然后在他死之前，他对他太太说：“我死之前，你要帮我做一件事情。”
He said, "When I die, I want you to take all of my money and put it in a box and put it in the coffin with me."
然后他说，在我死的时候，你要把所有钱都装在一个盒子里面，把它放在我的棺材里面。
So at his funeral service, right before they were about to close the casket,
然后在那个葬礼的时候，就是要把棺材盖起来的时候
，The wife put a box in and then they shut the casket.
然后那个太太就把一个箱子就放在里面，然后他们把棺材盖就盖上了。
A couple days later, a friend of hers said, "You weren't foolish enough to put all his money in that casket, were you?"
然后几天之后，他一个朋友就对太太说，你不会那么傻吧，把钱都放在那个棺材里面。
And she said, "I can't lie. I did exactly."As I promised, I put all the money in this casket.
然后那个太太说，我不能撒谎，然后我就跟她所说的，把她所有钱都放在那个棺材里面。
She said, "You're such a fool for doing that."
然后她那个朋友说，你真是傻瓜，你为什么做这种事情？
And she smiled and she said, "I wrote a check."
然后她就笑着说，我给她写了一张支票。
There are a lot of people that think the goal in life is to die with a lot of money.
然后有很多人一辈子的目的就是说在死之前他能够有很多钱。
Our lives in Fairfield County revolve around money.
我们在这个 Fairfield 这个区里面，我们的生活经常就围着这个金钱打转。
We listen to the stock market report every day.
我们听这个股票市场的起落。
We follow the world markets of what they're doing.
我们跟着这个世界市场看他们在做什么事。
We all say, "Oh, I should have bought gold when it was at $800."
然后说，哎呀，我应该在金子800块钱的时候我就买了。
We complain about how expensive it is to get the kids' clothing for them for this school year.
我 就是抱怨我们孩子上学的时候那衣服有多贵。
We talk about how the mortgage of our house, the equity has gone down so much.
我们在抱怨我们的这个这个房屋贷款，然后我们的房价却在往下掉。
Money occupies a central part of life in Fairfield County.
然后钱在这一个区里面占领着我们生活中一个很重要的地位。
And God realizes that's an important topic too.
神也知道这个是一个很重要的题目。
16 out of the 38 parables deal with money.
然后38个预言，圣经里面38个预言中16个是跟金钱有关。
One out of every 10 verses in the Gospels refers to money.
然后十个经节里面有一节就是讲到金钱。
There are 500 verses about prayer in the Bible.
在圣经里面有500个经节讲到跟祷告有关的。
There are 500 verses about faith in the Bible.
500个经节讲到信心。
And there's 2,000 verses about money in the Bible.
跟金钱的却有2000个经节。
Money is a central, a key issue in the development of faith.
所以金钱是我们生活中一个很重要的一部分。
Money is also very dangerous.
金钱也很危险。
Because money has God power in it.
因为金钱有一个跟神一样的能力在里面。
Money can occupy the spot that God designed in our hearts.
因为金钱可以占领就是本来应该属神的一个位置在我们的心灵里面。
And what is most dangerous is when people say, oh, that could never happen to me.
最危险的事情是有人说这些事情永远不会在我身上发生。
Beware of the dangers of money.
所以你要小心这个金钱的危险。
Now our church is going through the book of James, and I just happen to be preaching this chapter today to my church.
然后Scott 牧师的教会，他们刚好在读这个雅各书，刚好他今天在他教会也是讲到这一段。
Nobody from your leadership team said, "Come and preach about money."
没有人就是在我们教会的跟他讲说今天需要讲这样一个经节。
God wants you to know about this. It's His agenda, not mine.
神让你们懂得这样一个问题，不是Scott 牧师的计划。
So let's look at three dangers of money.
我们看金钱给我们三个危险。
The first danger is how we save money.
第一个是我们怎么样积攒我们的财富。
In verses 1-3, it talks about this danger.
在第一到第三节就讲到这样一个危险。
There's a big difference between saving and hoarding.
这个怎么积你怎么样积攒你的钱财，跟你怎么样囤积你的钱财是两个不同的概念。
But the Bible says is don't hoard stuff.
在圣经里面叫你不要囤积你们的金钱。
Don't stockpile food and stuff and money.
不要囤积各种食物啊，还有金钱。
The people that James was he was writing to were hoarding for their own pleasure.
然后在雅各书里面，这些人囤积金钱是为了个人的享乐。
They were living in the last days, and what they said was taking care of ourselves was more important than taking care of God's kingdom.
然后他们囤积这个金钱，他们总是说我们把钱用在我们身上比用在神国更加重要。
It starts with some very strong language. It says, "Now listen."
然后他用一个很强调的语气来说，
"This is
你们要听。
This is written to Christians, and he's trying to wake them up from their comfort zone."
然后这个是写给基督徒听的，就是让他们不要在自己就是很舒服的这样一个环境，让他们明白。
This idea of hoarding had crept into the Christian community.
然后这个囤积的这样一个概念，在这个基督徒的这样一个圈子里面，也成为一个危害。
And the Bible again doesn't condemn saving money.
在圣经里面并没有给这个节省就是 积攒钱财，就是定罪。
It is not a sin to have money.
你有钱并不是一个罪。
It's a sin to let money have you.
但是如果金钱占有你的时候，这样就是一个罪。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 13, it talks about a grievous evil, and that is when people hoard money, it destroys their life.
然后在传道书里面有讲到说，当人囤积金财，金钱的时候，反而毁掉自己的生命。
There are many rich followers of God in the Bible.
然后在圣经里面有很多很有钱的人，他们都是耶稣的门徒。
There's Abraham and Job and Nicodemus and Mary and Martha.
这些信神的人里面有亚伯拉罕、约伯、尼哥底母、玛利亚。
But in their cases, money never became the center of their lives.
但是在他们的这个里面，钱没有成为他们生命的中心。
And we have to say that the Bible does encourage saving money.
我们在圣经里面看到，圣经是鼓励人就是说要存钱。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, it says that children shouldn't have to save for their parents. Parents should save for their children.
在哥林多后书里面有讲到说，儿女不该为父母积财，父母该为儿女积财。
I'm not sure about the statistics for the Chinese community, but for most Americans, they don't save money.
我不知道在中国人圈子的这个统计数目，反正在美国人的圈子里面，很多人是不存钱的。
Statistics are only 3% of Americans are savers.
然后统计里面说只有 3% 的美国人是存钱的。
But that doesn't stop us from becoming hoarders.
但是这并不意味说我们不是一个囤积金钱的人。
Let me share one way that I am a hoarder.
然后他给我们一个例子，怎么样是一个囤积金钱的人。
Last winter, I was bringing my sweaters out of the closet to get ready to wear for winter time.
然后去年他从他的那个衣柜里面拿出一个毛衣，准备就是冬天里面穿。
And I counted how many sweaters I have.
然后他数了他有多少件毛衣。
I'm ashamed to tell you, I had 15 sweaters.
然后他很抱歉，就是很觉得很羞耻，因为他有15件这样的毛衣。
I don't remember buying 15 sweaters, but they were right there in my closet.
他不记得他买了15件毛衣，但是就是在那里。
I can't even wear 15 sweaters.
他根本不可能穿15件毛衣。
But somehow over the years, I just kept buying more and more sweaters.
但是在这么多年来，他一直在买更多的毛衣，所以就越来越多。
And so now I look at all of my sweaters and I say, this is too many.
所以他现在看到他的毛衣说，这太多了。
So this year, when my sweaters come out, I'm going to keep 5 of them.
所以今年他把这个毛衣拿出来，他只保留其中5件。
And get rid of the other ones for people that need the sweater to go through winter.
然后把其他的都给那些在冬天里面需要毛衣的人。
The question is, why do we hoard? Why do we save up all this stuff?
然后这个问题就是说，我们为什么囤积这样的物品？我们为什么要这样做？
And I think there's two reasons we do it.
这有两个不同的原因。
The first is we think it'll bring happiness to us.
第一个，我们觉得这样会给我们带来快乐。
We think if we have stuff, that'll fill the void in our hearts.
当我们觉得说有这些事物能够填满我们心中的空档的时候，
Everybody in this room has an empty place in their heart.
在这里面，所有人在他们心里面都有一个心灵有空虚的地方。
The question is, how do you fill your empty place?
所以这个问题是你怎么样去填满你心灵里面的空虚？
For many Americans, it's by having a lot of sweaters.
然后对很多美国人来说，就是有很多的毛衣。
If I have a lot of sweaters, I will feel full.
然后他觉得有很多毛衣的时候，他能够就是填满他的空虚。
And we all laugh at that, saying that's ridiculous, but we still keep buying sweaters.
我们都说这真是荒谬，但是我们一直在买我们的毛衣。
How do you fill your empty place in your heart?
你怎么样去填满你心中的空虚？
Maybe it's by buying a nice car.
可能你要买一个很漂亮的车。
Or taking nice vacations.
然后有很多的度假。
Or buying a lot of T-shirts.
然后买很多 T-shirt.
Whatever way it is, it will not satisfy that empty spot.
不管你做什么事情，都没有办法来填满你心灵的空虚。
The only thing that will satisfy the empty place in our heart is a relationship with Jesus Christ.
唯一能够填满我们心灵中的空虚，是我们跟神之间的关系。
This week I discovered the greatest hoarder in American history.
然后这个礼拜他找到美国历史上最有名的一个囤积金钱的人。
Her name is Hetty Green.
然后他的名字叫 Hetty Green。
Hetty Green died in 1916.
然后他在1916年去世。
Her nickname was the Witch of Wall Street.
他的名字是华尔街的女巫。
The Guinness Book of World Record called her the greatest miser in American history.
然后他在书上的记录就是说他在全世界最有名的吝啬鬼。
And the reason she got this reputation is because of her lifestyle.
她之所以有这样一个名气的话，是因为她生活的方式。
When she ate her breakfast in the morning, her oatmeal was cold.
当她早上吃她的麦片粥的时候是冷的。
Do you know why it was cold?
你们知道为什么这是冷的吗？
Because she didn't want to waste the gas to heat it up.
因为她不想浪费这个煤气来加热她的麦片粥。
When she sent her laundry to the laundromat, she said, only wash the dirty spots in my dress.
然后当她把衣服拿去洗衣店的时候，她说只需要把脏的地方洗一洗就好了。
When this woman died in 1916, she was worth $100 million.
然后这个妇女在1916年死的时候，她有1亿美金的资财。
And she was a fool.
然后她是一个傻瓜。
Because she could have used that money for eternal purposes.
因为她可以把这个金钱用在永恒的事业上面。
Instead, she put all her money into her earthly kingdom and didn't even think about God's kingdom.
这很可悲的，她把她这些金钱全部放在这个世界上面的事上，没有想到这个神永恒的这个事业。
That is a great danger.
这个是一个最大的危险。
Money can rot your soul.
金钱可以腐蚀你的心灵。
The second danger is a danger of how we get money.
第二个危险是我们如何得到我们的财产。
In verse 4, it talks about the wages that the employer failed to pay the employees.
然后在第四节讲到说这个雇主没有给雇员他们所当得的工资。
There's a great warning about how you accumulate wealth.
然后这个是一个警告，警告你怎么样去积攒你们的钱财。
Don't steal.
不要偷。
Don't be dishonest.
不要不诚实。
Don't practice an insider trading.
不要做内幕交易。
Don't rip people off.
不要欺压别人。
Don't cheat people.
不要欺骗别人。
Don't cheat on your taxes.
不要在你的税务上做欺骗的行为。
If you are an employee, don't waste your employer's time by doing your thing and not theirs.
如果你是一个雇员，你不要浪费你雇主的时间来做你自己的事情。
And pay your debts.
然后把你所有的债务先还清。
We have a phrase that we use in the United States. It's called the check is in the mail.
然后在美国有一句谚语说你的支票在你的信里面。
That just puts off paying your debt.
所以他就是把他那个债务一直往后延。
In the New Testament,
在新约里面
what happened was you would be a worker that would gather at a certain site.
然后你作为一个雇员，然后你就每天在一个地方聚集。
And the employer would come and say, I want you to work my fields today, and I will pay you a denarii.
然后他说，你今天就在我那个农场里面工作，然后在今天之后我会付你多少钱。
So the workers would go out and they would work the fields all day.
然后这些工人就是跟雇主回去，然后在田地里面就一天工作。
And at the end of the day, they would be in line to receive their pay from the boss.
然后每天结束的时候，他们就是围在就排队，然后从他雇主里面去领钱。
But what James says, this is evil, is if you do not pay that worker for the work that they've done.
然后雅各说，书说这是邪恶的事情，当你不付这些工人的工资的时候。
Evidently, some of the employers would say, I didn't like the way that you worked the field today, I'm not paying you.
在那时候肯定是有些雇主说，对那雇员说，今天我不喜欢你的工作，所以我就不付你钱。
So he would get rich on the back of the migrant workers.
所以他变成富有，是因为他踩在这些雇员的头上。
That is a great danger.
所以这个是一个很大的危险。
And the great danger is this, at the end of verse 4, it says,The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty.
然后在第四节里面就讲到这些雇员的这些哭喊已经到达神的面前。
Lord Almighty is the Greek word Lord Sabaoth.
然后这个全能主在希腊里面希腊语里面是一个希腊词。
That means the Lord.Of the host of the armies of heaven.
就是说，这个形容就是说，神是万军之主。
So when we're dishonest, it hits the ears of the commander in chief of the greatest army in the history of the universe.
所以，当我们有欺骗的行为的时候，这些声音会传到万军耶和华身上。他是这个世界上最伟大军队的统帅。
Now you might be able to get away with cheating that guy from paying him.
你可以就是说，在这个世界上可以靠欺骗人而得到你的好处。
But the commander in chief has heard and has seen what has happened.
但是万军之耶和华他已经看到，已经听到这些声音。
And there is justice in the universe.
然后他会在这个宇宙中执行他的公义。
So beware of getting any money dishonestly.
所以要小心积财不要用一个欺骗的行为。
As Christ followers, we believe in two things.
我们作为神的跟随者的话，我们要做到这些事情。
We believe in hard work and trusting God.
我们相信我们要勤奋工作。我们相信，我们要相信主。
Every person in this room should be known for your hard work.
在这里面，所有人应该应该有个名声，就是我们都是勤劳工作的人。
For your integrity on the job.
不管你在工作里面做你该做的事情。
The end of the day, we also trust God that He will rectify all the wrongs.
然后在我们做完我们该做的事情的时候，我们要把这个信心放在神上面，相信神会把这些不公正的事情把它摆正。
Some of you in this room have been taken advantage of by your employer.
然后在这里面有些人被我们的雇主来滥用我们。
And it's easy to grow bitter about that.
我们可以在这当中有苦读。
But don't grow bitter.Let the Lord bring justice.
但是不要在那边抱怨，让神来执行他的公义。
The third danger is the danger of how we spend money.
第三个危险是我们如何使用我们的金钱。
It says in verses 5 and 6, you live on the earth in luxury and self-indulgence, and you have fattened yourselves.
然后在第五、第六节讲到说，我们用金钱来满足我们这个奢侈的生活。
He blasts these guys for the way they spend their money.
然后神就是在这边指责这些人，指责他们如何去使用他们的金钱。
There's a great temptation when we have money.
当我们有金钱的时候，这个是一个有很大的诱惑。
We think the money is our money.
我们想到这个钱是我们的钱。
You don't own anything.
其实我们并不拥有任何的事情。
You only use it for a period of time.
我们只是在一段时间里面去使用。
How many of you have ever played the game Monopoly?
我们有多少人玩大富翁的游戏？
Okay, it's a great game. I like it.
这个是一个很好的游戏，Scott牧师是很喜欢。
But there are two spots on there called Park Place and Boardwalk.
然后这两个地方有一个叫 Park Place， 另外一个叫 Boardwalk。
Those are the properties you want to have.
这个是大家都想要的财产。
You don't want to have Mediterranean and the ones on the other side of the board.
你不想要那个 Mediterranean 这些小的财产。
But you know what happens? As you finish the game, everybody puts the pieces back in the game.
然后你知道吗？就是当我们这个游戏玩完之后，每个人都要把里面的东西全部都放回到盒子里面。
You don't get to take the pieces and hold on to them.
你没办法拿着这个里面的财物一直永远的拥有它。
Somebody comes along and plays the game after you.
然后以后会有人继续来玩这个游戏。
And it's the same with our lives.
这个就跟我们的生命一样的。
Yeah, we live in a house, but somebody else is going to live in that house someday.
我们住在一个房子，你们知道吗？就是说有一天别人会住在这个房子里面。
Everything on earth is temporary.
在这个世界上，所有东西都是暂时的。
On average, we live 25,550 days.
就是平均来说，我们一年一辈子大概活25,000天左右。
Then you put all the stuff in the box, and you're done.
然后最后你把所有东西都放在一个盒子，那就结束了。
So we need to use our money wisely.
所以我们要有智慧的使用我们的金钱。
And not use it to fill the empty spots in our heart.
不要用在就是填满我们心灵中的空虚。
Not use it to build our earthly kingdom.
不要用在这里面来建一个属世的王国。
But we need to use our money and our wealth to build God's kingdom.
我们要用金钱和财富来建立神的国。
I want to end with sharing a story of a man named John Wesley.
然后他结束的话会举这个约翰卫斯理的这个例子。
He lived from 1730 to 1791.
他从1730年到1791年。
He's actually the founder with his brother Charles of the Wesleyan movement or the Methodist movement.
他跟他的兄弟 Charles 是那个卫理公会的这个创始人。
And he was a man who believed in the dangers of money.
他相信这个金钱的危害。
And he talked about money a lot, and he also lived an exemplary life concerning his own money.
然后他讲到里面讲很多时候讲到金钱，而且他这个生活也成为他怎么样处理金钱的一个榜样。
He had three principles. The first principle was gain all you can.
他有三个原则，第一个就是取得你所应得的。
The second was save all you can.
第二个存下你尽你所能的把这个钱存起来。
And the third was give all you can.
第三个就是说尽你所能的把这些给出去。
In 1731, he determined that he could live a lifestyle that honored God on $45 a year.
哦，他是1703年出生，然后在1731年的时候，他决定说他一辈子就靠就是一年就是靠$45来过活。
That year his salary was $50.
那一年他的工资是$50一年。
So he gave away $5 that year.
所以他那年他给$5出去。
The following year, his salary doubled.
然后第二年他的工资涨倍。
And he received $90.
然后他有$90的工资。
He lived at the $45 and gave $45 away.
然后他还是靠$45过日子，然后把$45给出去。
A few years later, his salary went up to $120 a year.
然后几年之后，他工资涨到$120一年。
He lived at 45 and gave 75 of it away.
他还是靠着这$45一年来过活，然后把75就给出去。
At the end of his life,
在他去世之前
，His salary was $2,270.
他那时候的工资是2270块钱。
Guess what level he lived at？
你们猜他靠多少钱过活
？45。
45块钱。
And he gave the rest away.
然后他把其他的都给出去。
Now it's hard to live on $45 a year.
靠45块钱过活是很难的。
And I'm not suggesting that we have to do exactly what John Wesley did.
他并不是说我们都要跟约翰卫斯理一样的就是说过活。
I do want to challenge you though by his lifestyle.
但是他想给我们一个挑战，我们是不是可以拿约翰卫斯理作为我们的榜样？
Considering how briefly we are here on this earth.
想想我们在这个世界上我们活得多么短暂。
Considering the huge benefits of investing our money in God's eternal kingdom.
然后想想我们把我们这些投资在这个神国永恒的事业上，这是有多大的一个好处。
We need to live differently.
我们要就是说要活的就是就是怎么讲 ？Diligently, right?
What's that?
You live diligent.
Differently.
Oh, differently. Oh, yeah. 我们要过并不一样的生活。
It can't be, well, Kim Kardashian's living like this.
我们很难说就是说完全这样过活。
The things that we see on television, the things that we see in the media, will rot your soul.
我们在电视或者说在媒体上面所看到的生活方式会腐蚀我们的生活。
But it's when we live with the eyes of eternity that we will live with true wisdom.
当我们的眼睛放在永恒里面的时候，我们才会有一个智慧的生活。
God warns us of the dangers of hoarding.
神警告我们囤积的危险。
God warns us of the dangers of getting money.Dishonestly.
神警告我们用不义的方式来取财的危险。
God warns us of spending money recklessly.
神也警告我们不小心使用财物的危险。
John Wesley asked four questions before every purchase that he made.
约翰·威斯理在他花任何钱之前问四个问题。
The first question was this.
第一个问题。
In spending this money,Am I acting as if I own this money, or that I am a steward of this money?
当我使用这个金钱的时候，我是用我拥有这个金钱的心态，还是说我用一个管家的心态来使用这个金钱？
The second is, what scripture requires me to spend this money this way?
圣经哪一个经节有说到我要用如何的方法来使用？这个金钱。
Third,
第三个。
Can I offer up this purchase as a sacrifice to the Lord?
我可以把我今天这个使用金钱的这件事情作为给神的一个摆上吗？
And the last is, will God reward me for this expenditure at the resurrection?
神在他在我们复活的时候，他会因为我花这个钱来赏我吗
？I want you to think about your financial situation right now.
所以我希望你想一想你现在的这个财务的状况。
Because God wants you to be set free.
神希望你有一个自由的生活。
He doesn't want you to live in bondage to money.
他不想你成为这个金钱成为你的捆绑。
All of these are principles from the Lord Himself.
这些都是从神而来的原则。
And to leave one of them and not do all three would be foolish.
我们如果只做其中一部分，这个是一个比较愚蠢的生活方式。
My challenge to the Fairfield County Chinese Church is to live.According to God's principles of finance.
他对我们这个兰康州华人教会的挑战是，我们在财务上，我们要以神的原则来生活。
To invite Jesus Christ into your life to become your financial manager.
然后把耶稣基督请进你的心里，成为你财务上面的主管。
His rates are very low.
然后他所收的钱很少。
And yet they're very high.
但是也是很高的。
Because he asks us to surrender everything to him.
因为他要求我们把所有都献上。
You will never lose surrendering everything to Jesus.
当我们把所有都摆上给神的时候，我们才不会有损坏。
So I invite you to do something sometime today.
所以我在这里邀请你们今天某个时候。
When you are alone with just you and the Lord,
当你自己你跟神在一起的时候
put your hands like this,
然后把你的手这样举起来
and picture everything that you own in your hands.
然后就是想象你所拥有的所有东西在你的手上
your car, your house,
你的车子你的房子
15 sweaters,
15件毛衣
Everything is in your hands.
所有东西都在你的手上
And say to the Lord,
然后跟神说
Lord, I surrender all this to you.
神，我把所有东西都摆上给你。
All of this is yours. I'm simply a steward.
所有这些都是你的，我只是你的管家。
That is the only way to be free.
这是唯一你可以得到自由的方式。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, as we've looked at your word today,
神啊，当我们今天在读你的话语的时候。
Our hearts have been challenged.
我们的心被挑战。
The world tells us that it is our money.
这个世界说这些是我们自己的钱财。
These are our possessions.
这只是我们暂时拥有的。
That we are entitled to a good life.
我们应该有一个好的生活。
But Lord, we know that that's not the way of freedom.
但神啊。我们都知道这个并不是去一个自由的方式。
The way to freedom is surrender to you.
我们达到这个自由的方式是我们全部摆上给你。
So today we sign off all of our possessions to you.
所以我们今天我们把我们所有的财务都交给你。
We sign off our houses, our 403B plans.
我们把我们的房子，把我们的 403B 这个计划都给你。
All of the stuff we have in our house.
我们家里面所有的东西都给你。
And Lord, we give the ownership to you.
我们把我们的拥有权交给你。
Help us to be faithful stewards of what you have entrusted to us.
让我们成为你这个信实的管家。
To live each day in light of your soon return.
然后在每一天都像你这样过活，只等到你的回来。
We invite you to come into our hearts as our financial managers.
我邀请你到我们心里成为我们财务的主管。
In Jesus' name we pray this.
用耶稣名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, God.